Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
105.3 FM HD2. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show. It's our program about eating, about restaurants, about cooking and wine, and anything that looks like it might fit into a situation like that. Give us a call and talk to us about the restaurants you've been to lately, the ones that you went to and you couldn't stand, as well as, and preferably, the ones that we like that you've found maybe to be a little bit different from what you're used to. Our telephone number is all of 260-6368. Hey, I didn't mean to do that. It just came out that way. Six to eats. Get it? Anyone? Anyone? Well, I got one. That's all enough.
Gosh.
So I can handle it.
Anyway, we were talking about our restaurant dining over the weekend, which ran the gamut from really excellent to really not.
Well, that happens once in a while.
And then we're talking about certain things from the little almanac, which actually I think is interesting. The evaporated.
Interesting?
The evaporated or condensed milk. Today was the birthday of Gail Borden, who invented condensed milk.
And Gail Borden.
I have certainly eaten my share of that, but not anymore.
Was a man. His name was G-A-I-L.
I think you're thinking of Gail Gordon.
No, it's Gail Gordon, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Gail Gordon.
He was on Lucille Ball.
Yeah,
he was on Lucille Ball's second show.
He did a lot of radio shows over the years.
I'll bet he did.
Yeah.
I'll bet he did. It's an extremely unfortunate show today, wouldn't you say, folks? 260-6368.
Oh, you mean that we're
like
kind of like
bad.
Just rolling along?
Like bad.
Oh, it's all right.
Anyway.
What did you have over the weekend, folks? Tell us what you're looking for any special occasion coming up or whatever's on your mind. We would love to get it on our mind, too, because we're looking for great food. We're looking for food that has been fooled into making you think that it's better than it actually is. And also about the products that go into it. And you know what? That's a big, big world for us here in New Orleans.
Gosh, Tom, you're right. It is Gail Borden. He is a guy.
Yeah, see? I'm not always wrong.
Yeah.
I am always rather a fuss budget, though.
You think?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was thinking you're mainly just more of a pain in the butt. Is that the same thing? Are those the same thing?
It's the wonderful thing about being married.
260-6368 is the number. We were talking about cayenne pepper. Today is also National North and South American Cayenne Pepper Day. And about soft serve ice cream. I remember when we first started cruising, one of the things that was really I have never been a soft serve ice cream fan.
Nope.
First of all, I don't understand it. I don't think it's real ice cream. And with the exception of a Wendy's Frosty, which the kids were really into for a while, I never, ever ate soft serve ice cream. Also, maybe because I don't really care for the kinds of cones. Are those cake cones? The real soft ones that are short.
The ones
and
that are kind of like waffles almost?
Yeah.
I never liked those.
Yeah, they're kind of short and fat. Anyway, then you would take that little cone and you would stick it under a soft serve ice cream thing and it would just kind of go round and round. And I thought the whole thing was probably
a fraud.
Yeah, probably just fake everything. And I've never really liked that kind of thing. So anyway, I remember when we first set foot on a cruise ship by the pool One of the hot things about the cruise ship was that there was always soft serve ice cream endlessly that you could get. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is on every cruise ship because I've seen it on every cruise ship that I've been on. By the pool, there's a soft serve ice cream machine.
Yeah. Yeah. And on your way out, it's your last thing to gorge on before you go to bed.
Now, I think that Dickie's Barbecue also has free soft serve ice cream as just like a dessert item on your way out the door, too.
Where was that?
That's the only two places I've ever seen just sort of, you know, help yourself to soft serve ice cream. Hmm. Anyway, does anybody else dislike soft serve ice cream, or does everyone like soft serve ice cream, or does anyone care at all about soft serve ice cream?
Well, you know,
it's clearly nothing we have said so far today anyone cares about. Go ahead, what?
It's not a quality product to my way of thinking. It's just,
oh, you know what? I'm going to put out a personal appeal now.
Yeah.
To Steve to call us.
Steve?
Yes, because Steve owes you an apology, Tom.
Oh?
Yes, he does.
Really? Why? What did he ever do?
Now, I hope this does not mean that we'll never hear from Steve again, because Steve
He's got a golden retriever, so how could he be
bad? He owes you an apology.
I can't wait to hear this. What is it?
So call us up. Own up to it, Steve. Give us a call, 260-6368. I know you know the number. Go ahead, what?
Well, I guess we'll learn at some point.
Yes, why? Well, you'll learn why?
Yeah, I hope so yeah. I can do it again and maybe, you know.
Would you like to know the
call or anybody call?
Would you like to know the recipe for soft serve ice cream?
What?
Oh yeah, I would. What is the recipe for soft serve ice cream?
Mm-hmm. Who wants the recipe for soft serve ice cream?
Well, you want to know what's in it, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what is it?
It's milk, whole milk.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yep.
Heavy cream.
Yeah.
Non-fat dry milk powder.
Uh-huh.
Milk powder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. A vanilla extract. Tiny bit of salt. That's it.
Uh-huh. And you just mix this in what?
Right. That's it, Doug?
Yeah. That's what's
in it. Well, that's not unhealthy.
Say
again? Well, we didn't say anything about it being healthy.
Huh. Who cares?
No, I'm saying it's not unhealthy because
that's what I think.
Those are all whole ingredients.
Of course
I
not.
Expect...
Yeah,
what?
It's like regular ice cream, only it's soft.
Yeah, but I never really thought that. I always thought it was probably not very good for you because otherwise, why would it be looking like that? Hmm, that's interesting.
Well, there's a lot of sugar in ice cream itself.
Yeah,
that's
well,
true.
Of course, yeah, true. Anyway, I don't know, Doug. I'm just saying I never really liked the way it looked. But, you know, clearly that's incorrect. I should try it again. I don't mind it so much if it's chocolate or if it's chocolate and vanilla in that little twisty thing where it looks a little bit more interesting. I mean, I would eat that. But really, generally speaking, I don't care for it. And I don't really eat that much ice cream anyway. 260-6368 is the number. Steve, own up to your mistake. I want you to call Tom. We're going to go through this.
I can't wait
ending
to imagine or
apology.
Hear what this is.
Yes.
Hmm.
You'll see. You'll see if he calls in.
Wow.
Anyway, back to our restaurant reports, of which we have many. It was a big, big eating weekend for us.
Certainly was.
Yeah.
Favorite dinner of the feast?
Well, definitely Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Definitely
well,
Bordeaux.
I'm always going to have a
soft spot in your heart for
no, not a soft spot because
a hard
the,
spot
the
in
place
your heart.
Is so uncomfortable. But the food was really great, and I hope to go there again and find that someone has come to his or her senses and put this together in a way that you can actually sit down and be comfortable. But you can't right now, at least to me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bet on that, Tom, because not everybody is.
Well, I know.
As much of a pain in the butt
yeah, but
as you
I gotta stick with it though and tell people what to
yes.
do to be just like me.
That's it. I remember. How many years did I say that
what?
Before I realized that it was stupid to say that? Tom, I want to be just like you when I grow up. I did. I used to say that to you in the early years of our marriage.
When did you make that
When you were trying
up?
To tell me all the things that I needed to do to be just like you.
Like that, so.
Anyway, 260-6368. We went to, both of us had an experience this last week.
Yes.
Cuvant.
Cuvant, yeah. That was
You
it
went
was good.
On Friday, didn't you?
It was. It was an interesting thing. This is a kind of fish which maybe you have eaten, but I doubt it. It's called skate.
Isn't that the one they punch the of the wings? They punch the little round things and make them fake scallops.
That's right. A lot of people try doing that. The funny thing is that the joke's on them because in most cases the fish is actually better than the scallops.
But wait, better than real scallops or better than fake skate scallops?
Oh, fakes. Now we're getting too confused for me. It's, scallops.
You love regular, real scallops.
Regular
diver scallops.
I love
them.
Whenever I encounter them, I always get them. But
is that better than skate the fish?
But you could the fish is it has this really strange texture that is. It looks like it's a.
It looks like a scallop. Fake scallops look like scallops.
It looks like what do you call the thing that I'm using right now?
A comb.
A comb. Yeah, it has the it has this feeling of being a comb, and it makes it kind of hard to eat them.
Someone help me call 260-6368.
And I thought that was unusual. I have never seen that fish in a restaurant in this city ever. So that was a real off kind of thing. But I thought
French.
It was very good. Very French. Very French. I had some vichyssoise. And let's see, I had some of their fries. And why? Because French fries, they call them French fries for a reason.
Yeah, I will take up this little mantle about the fries. The fries at Bordeaux surprised me in that they were not good.
That is a surprise.
And the fries at Cuvant surprised me the other way in that they were good, because the ones at Cuvant are fresh cut.
Yeah. I ate all of those, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you didn't have any fries at Bordeaux because I did not get fries at Bordeaux. I asked to swap out the fries for the Dauphinois, and that's what I got. But I did get fries with my steak, as in steak frites, but I said I don't want them because I'd already had them and I didn't like them. Mm. I mean, I didn't say that. I just said I want to swap this out for Dauphinois. Anyway, so you went to Cuvant on Friday.
Yeah.
I went to Cuvant a few days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we both had a Cuvant experience last week.
Yep.
And then we went to...
I was with some very, very close friends of mine for that. And that's what made it possible. They know that if they hang out with me, you get to eat some kind of offbeat kind of cooking. And, that is kind of one of the reasons we do these Eat Club dinners and all this stuff is so everybody can get a new taste of it.
Mm.
But we did that. We just had a ball, hot weather and the air conditioner blowing right through the middle of the place. And you just, I don't know. But I look forward to the next time I eat there because they really knew the food.
At Bordeaux.
Yeah, at Bordeaux, B-O-R-D-A-U-X.
Yeah, I thought that you said you weren't going to go again until the weather got cooler.
Oh, no, I'm probably going to wind up there if I wind up with any friends who eat that way.
I thought it was good. Anyway, okay. We also went on Saturday to Mandy's for breakfast over on the North Shore.
Second time in recent history, although they have been around for...
Since 1978.
A long time ago. Yeah.
1976. I originally was going... You know, I was walking the dog Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I... smelled something really good in downtown Covington. And
you know darn well it wasn't the dock.
Yeah, and it was Toad Hollow. And I You know, we haven't been to Toad Hollow in forever.
No, that's we used to go there for breakfast pretty often.
Not a lot. We only went a couple of times because it was a little too, healthy, I guess.
Yeah, a little overly healthy.
It's not that it's healthy. It's that when healthy food becomes sort of an atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass. So it's a cute little place. And so we went because it smelled really good and because we were looking for a place to go to breakfast. And so we started to go there. And then I just kept looking at it. And I thought, I don't think I want to. So then we wound up going to Mandy's. And that was just about the opposite of what Toad Hollow would have been.
I'll say. served me something, though, that I can't remember ever eating before, and that was eggs Bienville.
No, it was eggs Benedict with oysters, something I've
oysters
seen you
Bienville,
eat about 10
though.
Times
the,
myself.
There was a Bienville aspect to it because it had oysters in it and the sauce that kind of took it that way.
Yeah.
But the... that was better than just about anything I've had there. Hey, I hear a little thing that they're throwing at us to tell us to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
260.
We missed it, but what the heck?
Is the number, and you are listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Marianne is here as well. And you are here as well, although you might not have realized.
Are you sure, Tom? Because I'm really not sure anyone's there after this show.
No, I can see that guy over there and that guy over there and that other guy over there. I wish the heck he would put that bicycle away from where he's got it. Let's just say that. Who is don't we have somebody over here on the green phone?
I don't think so.
Well, if you would like to be on the Greens caller or
Tom,
any other caller of our
today in 1958.
Yeah. 1958, I remember it well.
A song
it snowed
in Italian
in the French Quarter.
This is a great travel memory. I have just a handful. I mean, I have a lot of travel memories, but some of them really stick out ahead of the others. And this is one of them. In 2014, we had a cruise.
Yeah.
To Europe, and my sisters were on that cruise. So there were four of us women that you were hanging around with. And we went to Alfredo's in Rome.
Alfredo's in Rome.
Where?
I've been there three times.
Yeah, where Fettuccine Alfredo was invented.
That's
there are actually
right.
two Alfredo's. One of them is, and the other one is the original. I think it's on the Via del Corsi. Anyway, we were in the tourist room because we didn't make a reservation, but it didn't matter because we had such a great time. And I remember that there was a guy walking around singing, and he was singing Volare. And I remember we were all singing Volare with him.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me then that Volare was about a guy and his cigarettes.
Cigarette,
so tell the story.
Right.
If you don't know
story,
what Volare is about, this is what it is.
Volare means...
It came out today in 1958.
Means, and I get this from my years at Jesuit in the Latin department for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Volare, which means literally to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Just the wonderful quality of being able to fly.
Well, it's funny you say that because today is Orville Wright's birthday.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a perfect...
It's National Aviation Day.
It's almost too good.
Yes.
And anyway, the rest of the song is Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu. This has something to do with everybody being blue because somebody's girlfriend got away. It was... Hola,
there we go.
We had at one time... in NOLA.
I
want to
hear it.
Do, do, do.
I will always listen to this song and think of that experience at Alfredo's that night.
Way on to the fly up to the clouds. Only a cigarette can do that. So there you are. That I know.
Is that Dean Martin?
Dean Martin had a big hot on it, but the guy who had the real money on it was the guy who actually did it. His name was Mudunyo, let's see, what's something Mudunyo was his last name.
Dominico. Now that Dean has finally finished singing Volare, now you finish. Thank you.
There used to be a restaurant where Nola is now, where while you were eating in this restaurant, once every half hour, the maitre d' would come bursting out of the sidelines and run around between the tables and saying, "Volare alert! Volare alert!" And then everybody would start singing Volare in the whole place. It was wild to go there. The food was good, too.
Yeah. Alan is here.
Who?
Hi, Alan.
Ellen is here.
Nope. Alan.
Alan. Alan, welcome to the food show.
Alan, I thank you from the bottom of my desperate heart.
That's very kind of you. I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you for thanking me. And I'm gonna do a different twist today because there's
you are.
You're gonna say something interesting because that would be different from the show. Go ahead.
No, it's always great. But I think I qualify as a longtime listener. To actually do maybe a little review of Friday's show. It's interesting as well. Tom had a young man, I think his name was Ron, as his co-star, I guess you'd say. Anyways, you know, as I was listening, and there weren't a lot of calls. Usually there's the three or four regulars.
It's Monday, for goodness sake, you know.
No, well, I'm speaking of on Friday. I think we were all really...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, we were trying to determine the chemistry between you and this gentleman. You didn't really say who he was or how he qualifies to sit in that esteemed chair by you, Tom.
He wanted to. That's how he qualified. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's about right. We told him, hey, just you want to do it? We did it.
When I want to take a day off, that's how he qualifies. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he was engaging, and he apparently has done his homework.
He
must be a bit up there in years. He remembers when Tom was on at night, as I remember, on GNO, I guess it is.
GSO.
That's it, yeah. But it was interesting, though, because he did know about, of course, the truck driver, Clark, and Richard called, a gentleman that hadn't called or used to be a caller, Tom, from the old days, many years ago. But this guy, you know, one thing that stood out in my mind about him that he really nailed it, and I thought, I like this guy, is what he has an appreciation for the older restaurants. He was, and Marianne, you were talking about iconic restaurants, but I guess that doesn't necessarily mean old restaurants of New Orleans. But he did mention an appreciation he has for yak culture.
There's a lot of that to be distributed and to be sold and gotten rid of or improved upon, one or the other.
Okay, well, so what about his appreciation for yacht culture?
Marianne, he was lamenting that yacht culture is dying out. You know, he mentioned his grandma and others, various places, grocery stores and restaurants and cafes, po' boy shops. You know, Jeans closed down last week. Speaking of a yacht
place.
Sorry,
Jeans. Jeans was terrible.
Where's
Jeans?
Jeans Poor Boys.
Where was it?
Go ahead. So, go ahead.
Uh huh. Okay.
Well, it was. Oh goodness! You know, because I didn't go.
It was on the corner of Elysian Fields and Claiborne.
Oh, that place. Okay. Well, I certainly know where that is. That's a half a block away from Martin's Poor Boys.
Jeans Poor Boys was, I don't know if it was ever very good, but I know that in my experience, it was not.
Me either.
So that's really, I don't really think that has anything to do with yacht culture dying out. I think it has to do with a not very good poor boy shop that was probably okay when there wasn't a lot of competition, but now that there is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, right at the other end of the same block was Martin's Poor Boy restaurant, which invented the poor boy sandwich. We know that. It's been authenticated.
All right, so go ahead.
Well, no, Tom, I concur. Maybe that's why I never went to Jean's when I lived in New Orleans, because of the fact that Martin's was over there. And in course, nobody ever said it was a great place, I guess, at the time.
No, but, that's right.
Well, sometimes sometimes things become an original, and then they don't have a lot of competition, and then they never change when they do get competition. And then you realize, well, why am I going here? But I can go there, and that's much better, even though it's newer, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the answer
always
to
go
your,
for the best, though. The why not?
The answer to your question, Alan, is that the guy is a fan of Tom's, and he started writing to Tom, and he's a passionate foodie and a home cook that, you know, has his own sous vide machine and has traveled a lot. And so I have a bench of people that I trust in that chair, and I was trying him out. So I'm glad that you appreciated him, because he will be back.
I thought he was good.
Well, I approve of him as well. I know he said later on, as he was wrapping up his yacht talk, I guess you could say, he was going to Mandina's, I think he said, that night, Friday. Right. And
perfect.
Exactly. Yeah. But people, you know, I don't feel like I talk like a yacht up here in Seattle, but people do say, you know, I can't put my finger on it. You're not from up here, are you? And you know, and then, of course, I tell them, no, I'm not. I'm from New Orleans. I think that New Orleans is you can move away from New Orleans, but it doesn't really leave you. And I guess that's a cliche. But
well, I think that's it's absolutely true. I mean, you get to knowing and liking something. You just keep on doing so. Why not?
Alan, are you in? You said you're in Seattle because your wife is there. Your wife is from Seattle.
She
you know what's funny? You have the reverse situation of Rick Blunt at Antoine's. Rick Blunt, who owns Antoine's, met his wife Lisa, who is a native of Seattle, at something in New Orleans. And then she moved here. So you have the opposite of their situation.
Yes. And to be fair, Gina, my wife, that is, we tried hard to stay in New Orleans. We even, you know, we evacuated shortly, like everybody had to leave the city. But we came back and stayed another 5 years. And so we even met, actually, 6 months before the hurricane, we got married. And we had our dinner party at Muriel's, Jackson Square.
Good but, choice.
My point is, I met Gina down there. She was going to school, working on a master's degree at Tulane at the time, around early 2001, 2002. But no, it was a little difficult for her to live down there. And she has family up here, so it just kind of made sense. We gravitate up here. But
Well, Alan, it sounds like it's a little difficult for you to live there. But anyway, all right.
Well, thanks for calling. You're always we're here every day, and you're always welcome.
And Marianne, Well, get to the subject of Ballard. I know you wanted to ask me.
Yes,
Ballard about that.
Yes. We have to talk about Ballard at some point.
Ballard?
Yes, but today would not be the day because Tom was messing with these buttons again. And every time he bellows something into the microphone, I jump out of my chair. So we're going to have to adjust that before we talk about Ballard. That's sort of an extra subject.
There ought to be a word that defines someone who is accused of everything. But we'll figure if we can.
There is a word. It's Tom.
It's the food show, and we will be back with more of it after. First, please, this. Hi, we're back. We're back here on the food show, and hope you are of a mind to talk to us about whatever you've been eating that's delicious lately, or anything that you'd like to try, or just sharing it all with all the rest of us people here who like to talk about the best food, the best wines, the best cocktails, all of that. Our telephone number is easy to remember, 260-630.
Nope.
No,
6368.
I never get it right. 260, and I was just saying how easy it was to remember, right?
Yeah.
260-6368. That's our number. And just, call us up and, what's on your mind? We started our program today looking at evaporated milk, and the other one is...
cayenne pepper.
No, well, that...
Condensed milk.
Condensed milk. And we were talking about the differences there, too, including the one where you'd never, ever, ever take an unopened can of that stuff and put it in the...
So why do you keep mentioning it, Tom?
Well, because people keep asking me about it.
I don't think anyone's ever asked you about it.
Well,
you were talking about Charles Hyers, the root beer guy.
Yeah, what about him? What's his story?
Well, today was his birthday in 1851.
Yeah? 1851. Mm-hmm. Why Hyers root beer? You don't see that too much anymore. I wonder if it's still even being made.
It's probably been bought by somebody else.
Yeah, like probably about 15 of them.
Yeah. Anyway, he was a pharmacist, and he started selling it as a flavoring.
All of those guys tended to be. Like, the guy who invented Coca-Cola was a pharmacist.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess
the guy who invented Dr. Pepper.
I guess
same
if
story.
You're in a lab.
Yeah.
Anyway, now here's something that I think is funny in your almanac.
Yeah.
It's a quote from Henry Miller, and it is, quote, "Americans can eat garbage, provided you sprinkle it liberally with ketchup, mustard, chili sauce, Tabasco sauce, cayenne pepper, or any other condiment which destroys the original flavor of the dish."
Now, who said that? Because whoever it was very,
Henry
very
Miller.
Much up to his
up to speed on what Americans eat.
Stephen is on the phone, by the way.
Oh, Stephen or Steve?
Stephen.
We need Steve.
Yeah. It's Stephen. It's Stephen, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jeans is on St. Claude and Elysian Fields, not Claiborne.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right.
True.
Also, I'll bring Tom in here. Oil rig oysters. They're huge, I'm told, about the size of your hands.
Enormous.
Is that true?
They used to bring them in. I remember one night I had dinner with Dick Brennan Sr., and I think it was I'm trying to remember which chef it was who put
Jamie
this together.
Jamie Shannon?
I think he might have been there at that time. And they had these plates that were about as big as you would use to eat some firecrackers. It was incredible how big these oysters were. You had to eat them with a knife and a fork because otherwise you'd never get it in. And they were really great, but I haven't seen them since then. I guess the guy's working out.
Did he fry them?
No, and I just broiled it in the on top of the stove. The people who worked out on the rigs, they ate them all the time.
Okay. We'll have to get Tinny Flynn to bring him in one time he goes scuba diving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That book's going to be really good. I haven't looked at it to do any cooking, but I'm sure it's really good. Those guys really have a good place.
Yeah, Marianne, I don't know if you listen to Friday's show, but the porch and patio on Williams Boulevard at the railroad tracks serves a great hamburger, and they make their homemade fries.
Yes, that's what somebody was talking about.
Where is this?
Yeah.
Porch and patio.
Porch and patio.
Yes.
It's an old packing house, fruit packing house, right on the railroad tracks.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're going to have to try that. Yeah.
Good.
All right. What else you got, Steven? Is that it?
Okay. And vinegar. We talked about vinegar the other day.
We did.
What are the proportions when you drink vinegar? And do you mix it with honey or something?
You know what? If I were you, Steven, I would get half an avocado and put a tablespoon of vinegar and some pepper and eat it like that, because then you're getting the avocado omegas and your apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
But a tablespoon a day will do it. Tablespoon a day in the morning.
Tablespoon a day, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Blech. Anyway.
In the morning. Okay. I don't mind it.
All right.
Okay.
Take care. 260-6368 is the number. Do we have another caller?
We might, but there's an interesting quotation here, one that has been quoted many, many times over the years, and it's only very mildly dirty, but very, very mild, not enough. It was put down by Ogden Nash, who was a pretty straightforward kind of writer. And what he said was, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. And I think we all know what is being insinuated at there. So enjoy.
Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I hear that Friday's show was very good, so I'm happy to hear that, because I would love to have him back.
It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. What else is on our list for today, though? Because you have a really long almanac today.
Well, you know, I can't stop writing. This is my problem.
I know.
All right.
It says, the Deaf Dining Rule is a restaurant that states a distinction for the bacon it uses more than once on its menu. Is just dropping food names.
Well, that's dead on.
What does that mean?
Well, this is where you...
Is that like the branding of something?
Yeah.
Like P&J's oysters isn't just oysters, it's P&J oysters?
Yeah, something like that, but you've also went filtering around in there to pick out the really big ones, and you ask for only the big ones. That's the idea.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Back to our restaurant reports for the weekend. So then we finished off the weekend by going to Hambone again, because we had such a mind-blowing meal last week at dinner that we wanted to go back and see. Well, you know, I wasn't really all that impressed with their brunch when we went there that brunch time. And so this time we went back for brunch. And I had that same feeling that
I wrought you last night and got that old feeling.
I'm sorry you put that lyric out there and I couldn't resist.
You know what?
What?
You can go ahead and finish singing the whole rest of the show. That's what I think about the show today. 260-6368. Anyway, I had the ham, which apparently he does his own ham. And
the guy over at the
Luke is his name. Yeah.
And he makes his own ham.
I think he's doing his own ham.
That's not easily done.
But it seems like he's doing his own everything. But I didn't really care for it, because I feel like if you're going to serve ham as a breakfast meat, it should be kind of stiff and crusty rather than just a slice of ham. And this... I don't know what kind of ham it was, but it didn't have any kind of crust on it or anything like that. And it was kind of, you know, it was kind of like, you know, ham, like sliced ham. And I didn't, maybe that's not what I was expecting. So I was a little disappointed by it. There were potato croquettes in my dish, which I thought were good. And some kind of creamy turnip greens, which are great. And that's another thing that he does really well there. And, of course, poached eggs. So that was what I had for breakfast. You, of course, got the same oysters that you get every single time you go there.
Well, I've only been there and twice. Then, but they were so good that I wanted to have them again.
And then one of our friends had the fried chicken, which was spectacular.
Yeah, very well received.
It was like a half chicken fried in that way that you would remember that your mom made it in the cast iron skillet that most people's moms made fried chicken in versus the kind of pot that my mom had to use for fried chicken.
Oh, that's too bad.
Which was a 3-gallon job for 9 people. So when I saw people frying fried chicken just a couple of pieces at a time in an iron skillet, that was kind of freakish if I went to someone's house. Anyway, this was really good chicken, and it was served with their biscuits, and he was quite pleased. He was quite pleased. And I wanted to get the custard flights because we've been there several times, and we still haven't tried the custard flights, but I've heard they're great. And I really do want to try them at some point. Anyway, ham bone was our last dining experience. Oh, no, that's not true.
For the new year. No, that's not right.
No, Kachina Kanjemi was on Saturday. So, yeah, it was a big, big, big eating weekend. A really big eating weekend.
Oh, it certainly was that.
Yeah, what did you think of Kachina Kanjemi?
Me? Well, I already told you that it didn't leave Meek happy.
But you feel like it's just because it's a new restaurant.
I think it's just
thing.
Too. It's just, you know, too recently
that
opened.
I think that is true in some cases, and then I think that it's also true that sometimes you can size up a place by just one visit. If all of the food is unanimously the same, then I think you can pretty much say to yourself, you know what, this is what this is, and that's not something I want to do.
Well,
that's my
enough.
Feeling. That is my feeling about it after one and only visit, and it would take a lot to get me back. Anyway, which is unfortunate because I was really looking forward to it, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people for whom that is fine, you know, because there are a lot of people for whom that is fine. And that is true across the board, whether you've just been open a week or 2 weeks, a year or 10 years, you know. And there are some people who serve. There are some people who would find that restaurant 10 years from now just fine.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unusual menu. Just some of the items on it, I scratched my head and I said, this sounds good, looks good. But why is it in this menu? They had a lot of things from all over the place, and it was...
Yeah.
Well, everybody seemed to be happy about it, though, so I guess why?
There was a Mediterranean burger. Yeah, a Mediterranean burger, which was, I guess, sort of modeled after a kefta kebab, and it had... Turkish spices in it and feta cheese, and you know, it was peculiar. It was like, I don't know who did the menu and why.
Not knowing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very curious about the place.
Yeah.
They certainly spent some money in there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish them well. I mean, I you know, it takes a lot of money to open a restaurant. You have to hire a lot of people. It is quite an endeavor to do that, and so I wish them well, but it's just not, it was just not what I was, it was kind of what I was expecting. I mean, I say that only because before they opened, we peeked in the window and saw a menu on a table and started reading the menu and thought, what is the objective here? Which is what I thought yesterday.
Boy, I don't know, but I have a feeling it has something to do with
Mediterranean dining or something.
No, I was thinking about what's
something.
The name of that stuff?
260-6368.
Condensed milk. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been quite a show. It's kind of like you're on the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to go somewhere, but in fact, you just keep going around in circles. That's what I feel like the show was. Even though we had a really, really big, dense, lengthy almanac. And thank God for it, because I can't even imagine starting the show without the almanac today.
Well, good old Tom is always helping out.
Yeah, it works for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, usually I use the almanac as my crutch, and even with an almanac that was as long as it was today, I just feel like we didn't really get the show off to anything, which is also surprising because I thought we were going to get a whole lot more out of condensed milk.
Well.
Oh, there's souvlaki.
Souvlaki.
Yeah,
is there.
We skipped a
item today.
We skipped a piece on your almanac, which will take us to the top of the hour. Souvlaki is
the Greek answer to a shish kebab.
To a hamburger.
Yeah, that's really true.
Actually, that's probably kind of like what I was just talking about was on the menu at Cucina Kanjemi. It's it's like a kefta kebab, right?
Yeah.
It's that's just so sad. You know, for my birthday, I wanted to make kefta kebabs, but I made little dry meatballs instead with no sauce. We didn't even get around to the sauce for them. It just sort of sat there.
That is sad.
It was sad. Anyway, so you take souvlaki and you make it on a pita bread sandwich with tzatziki or something?
I meant that in a joking way. And what the point was is that this is – all around the Middle East, going into Serbia and then down to Greece and, you know, all of those countries around there, they have a long, long running history of their own cuisines, which looks a lot like everything else, but often is quite different and just
souvlaki
as good.
Is a gyro? Is that what it is?
Souvlaki is kind of like the most intensive sort of shish kebab. That's how I would put it, hoping that whoever was grading the test would think that was clever.
So the actual rotisserie that is vertical that I remember seeing in
the Bing Bang,
in Turkey where you have it's the donar.
The donar. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. So that is the actual spit is called a souvlaki?
In Greece it is. That's where you see that word most often.
Uh-huh.
And I remember over the years there were restaurants that were always talking about, we're about to get our souvlaki permit, okay. And it turns out they didn't exist around.
So
there.
Is a kebab the abbreviated name for shish kebab?
No, if you look, all of these words are approximately the same. I mean, there's shish this, and there's also, let's see, there's one that I have five or six different answers to, but it's just part of the language. It spreads over that whole area there, and everybody pretty much speaks the same language, even in India.
There's a place in, speaking of St. Claude, that the guy was talking about, Stephen was talking about St. Claude. There's a place on St. Claude called Kebab, which I've never been inside and likely will not. But I'm kind of curious about it because I guess it is kebabs.
Can I interrupt everything you're saying and go down to the end of the almanac here, and there's a reference to...
We're done.
Well, I know. That
you have 15 seconds. Make your point.
Where is it?
15 seconds. The end of the almanac? There you go. WWL 105.3 HD2 FM. Tom, you have 10 seconds to say it. What is it?
I'll never make it. It's,
there's the end of the almanac right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.